Welcome to Tairat Imecha Noch Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Amos, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. The tone of the prophecy of Amos is set in the very first phrase of the book. The opening words in Posuk Aleph, verse 1. Divrei Amos. The words of Amos. Rashi comments on the first verse of Koheles, where similar language features, that whenever you find this phrase, divrei, the words of, there is an indication of teichacha, of rebuke. So we know from the introductory words of Amos that he is to deliver a harsh message. From Radak's interpretation of this phraseology, divrei, according to its alternative translation, the matters of or the things of, we learn that the phrase Divrei Amos, the matters of Amos, points to Amos himself being involved in events detailed in his own prophecy, as can be seen later on in Perek Zion, chapter 7. Reading from verse 1. Divrei Amos, the words of Amos, Asher hayova naikdim mitkoya, who was among the herders from Tkoya, the place. Asher chaza al Yisrael, who saw visions, who had prophecy concerning Yisrael, the northern kingdom. Bimei Uziah melech Yehuda, uvimei Yoravam ben Yoyash melech Yisrael, shnosayim lifnei Horoash. In the days of Uziah, the king of Yehuda, he was the king of the southern kingdom at the time, and in the days of Yoravam, son of Yoyash, the king of Yisrael, he was reigning in the northern kingdom at the time, 2 years before the earthquake. The prophet Amos is introduced in this first verse with no mention of his ancestry, indicating that he was not a descendant of prophets. He is noted, however, by his profession as a shepherd, which the Al-Sheikh explains was the nurturing ground for his attainment of prophecy, because shepherding allows for solitude and hespodidus, contemplation, time for connecting with one's inner self and with one's maker. The verse contextualizes for us the delivery of Amos' prophecy as taking place closer to the end of the era of the 10 tribes who resided in the northern kingdom and were ultimately exiled by the Assyrians. And it shows us that he started prophesying 2 years before the earthquake. This is the earthquake that was brought about as a result of King Uzziah's attempt to bring an incense burning offering in the temple, which is a practice reserved only for Kohanim, priests. Posuk Beis, verse 2, says that Hashem will roar from Tzion and send his voice out from Yerushalayim. Ve'ovlu na'os harayim, and the dwellings of the shepherds will be cut off. Ve'yovesh reish ha'karmel, and the head of the Carmel, the choicest part of the Carmel, will dry up. Based on Targum's reading, the details of this verse can serve as a metaphor predicting the devastations to kings and their cities that will be conveyed in the following verses of the Book of Amos. The northern kingdom at this time is economically flourishing. There is a gaping divide between the rich and poor classes. The poor fall victim to oppression by those in pursuit of luxury, and social injustice reigns. Amos comes to warn of the devastating consequences of continuing in this vein. But whilst his message is tough and his warning strong, the opening is there to return to Hashem and avoid the lurking destruction. A visit from Amos presents the people with an opportunity to save themselves and mend their ways before it is too late. Amos will begin to address the sins of Yisrael in chapter 2, but he prefaces this in Perek Aleph, chapter 1, with an outlining of the terrible fate of Yisrael's neighbouring nations who have sinned. This serves as reassurance to the Jewish people that its enemies will be brought to justice, and also as a warning to them to do teshuvah, to repent, in order to escape their own punishment. Posuk Gimel, verse 3, is where the prophecy of Amos begins. Koi Omar Hashem, so said Hashem, Al Shlesha Pishe Damesek, for three sins of Damascus, meaning for three sins I will tolerate them. Damascus was the capital city of Aram, or Syria. Va'al Arboa Leashivenu, but for four, i.e. for the fourth sin, I will not return them, meaning I will not pardon them. What was their fourth sin? continuing in the verse. Al dusham b'charitzos habarzel es hagilad. For they're threshing the Gilad with rods of iron. They tortured the inhabitants of Gilad with serrated iron rods. These instruments were ordinarily used to thresh produce of the land, but here, in their act of cruelty, they ran the iron implements over the people's bodies. For this, Amos foretells their ultimate downfall. They will be conquered by the Assyrians. The next few verses delineate the punishment, specifying that the houses of the kings of Aram, Hazael and Ben-Hadad, will be destroyed. The protection for the city of Damascus will be removed, rendering it fenceless. The people of the prominent Syrian city, Bikas Oven, will be eliminated. Any remaining in the royal family in the city of Beis Eden will be removed, and the people of Aram will be exiled to the Assyrian city of Kir. This exile occurred in the time of King Ahaz. Aram is the first of five nations in this chapter to be listed for its sin against the Jewish people and the punishment it will endure. For each nation, the pattern repeats. For three sins, they have escaped punishment, but for the fourth, Hashem will exact retribution. One way to interpret this is according to the Abarbanel, who claims that the three is a reference to committing the three cardinal transgressions of idolatry, murder, and immorality. The fourth, we see, for all of these five nations, is a sin of cruelty against the Jewish people. Verse 6. Koyamar Hashem al shlesha pishe azo, va'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So said Hashem, for three sins of Azza, but for four I will not return them, i.e. I will tolerate for three, but I will punish for the fourth, same pattern as before for the nation of Aram. Azza is one of the five main towns of the Plishtim. The verse continues, stating their fourth sin. Al hagoloisam golas shulema lahaskir le'edom, regarding that they carried away into captivity, a whole captivity, an entire exile, to deliver to Edom. The sin mentioned here is a reference to events centuries after the prophet Amos. Edom is Rome. Says Rashi, this is a reference to the fact that the people of Azza helped the Romans in exiling the Jewish people at the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash temple. Plishtim from Azza would seize Jewish escapees from the road and return them to the Romans. Their punishment is delineated in verses 7 and 8. Amos predicts the conquering of Azza and also destruction in three of the other four cities of the Plishtim. That is, the elimination of the inhabitants of Ashdod, the removal of royalty from Ashkelon, destruction of Ekron, the entire nation of the Plishtim will be wiped out. Amos now moves on to the third nation in verse 9. Koyamar Hashem al shlesha pishe tzar, va'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So said Hashem, for three sins of Tyre, but for four I will not return them. Tyre was a Phoenician city, accused of their fourth sin, as the verse continues, Al hasgiram galus shalema le'edom, v'loy zachru bris achim, because they delivered a whole captivity to Edom, and they did not remember the brotherly covenant. The people of Tyre also returned Jewish escapees to the Romans at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. This was in violation of the treaty that had been made between King Shlomo and Hiram, the king of Tyre, which is the brotherly covenant referred to in the verse here, according to Rashi, for they called each other brothers. Verse 10, V'shilachti esh b'chomas tzar v'achla arminoseo. I will send fire into the wall of Tyre, and it shall consume its palaces. The punishment Hashem will send for Tzar, says Malbim, will be destruction by Nebuchadnezzar and also later destruction by Alexander the Great. Now the prophet Amos moves to accusation against the nation of Edom in Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. Kai amar Hashem al shlesha pishe Edom v'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So said Hashem, for three transgressions of Edom, but for four I will not return them. Al radfai v'cherev achiv v'shiches rachamav v'yitroif lo'ad apai v'evrasai shmara netzach. For pursuing his brother with the sword and destroying his mercy, And he grabbed his anger forever, and he has guarded his fury forever. Rashi's reading takes us back to Bamidbar, when the Jewish people were on their way to the land of Yisrael, and they wanted to pass through the land of Edom. But the people of Edom did not allow them entry and threatened them with the sword. And throughout the generations, the nation of Edom has taken every opportunity to mercilessly oppress the Jewish people. The consequence for this cruelty against the Jewish people, Amos predicts in verse 12. V'shilachti eish b'seimon, v'achla armenois botra. Hashem will send fire into Teman, and it will destroy the palaces of Botra. This is destruction in major cities of Edom. The last nation mentioned in this chapter is Ammon, verse 13. Koyamar Hashem al shleisha pishei v'nei Ammon, v'al arbo'a lo yashivenu. So said Hashem for three sins of Ammon, but for four I will not return them. Al bik'om harois hagilad, lema'an harchiv es gvulom. Because they split open the pregnant women of the Gilad in order to enlarge their border. Explains Rashi, when the Ammonites conquered the cities of Gilad, they performed this treacherous act of ripping open pregnant women there, so that they would not give birth to heirs who would challenge the right of the Ammonites to this land. The last two verses of this chapter outline the punishment for the nation of Ammon. Fire into the city of Rabbah, consuming its palaces, the land being conquered with suddenness, represented metaphorically by a whirlwind and a storm mentioned in verse 14, and the king and his officers exiled. The opening to Amos's message to his people then? A promise that five nations accused of cruelty against you will receive retribution. Thank you for studying together Le'elui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.